This is the sound of a normal motorcycle driving through downtown Eureka Springs. This is the sound of motorcycles with amplified exhaust systems, what some call drag pipes. Notice the revving? According to biker Bob McCool, revving is essential.
Most motorcycles are air-cooled. The engines are air-cooled. And when that motorcycle is stopped, there's no air coming over the bike engine. The engine tends to heat up, and it tends to stall and die at low RPMs.
Bob McCool is proprietor of Rider's Rest Biker Resort on 62 East in Eureka Springs. He and his spouse, Anne, who ride a 2006 Harley-Davidson Ultra Glide, cater specifically to bikers from a 10-state area.
And when they come in, I actually ask them if they would ride quietly, because, you know, Eureka is an old town. And I also encourage them to get on our trolley service.
At our facility, at our motel, we don't tolerate racking of pipes and loud pipes here. The sound is a real issue. It's an issue all over the United States, and it's an issue here in Eureka Springs, and we want to do everything we can to keep it as quiet as possible.
That's because motorcycle ridership is exploding in Arkansas. The number of registered motorcycles increased nearly 185% since 2000, and the ever-increasing cost of gas will only drive that number higher. McCool estimates nearly a quarter of Eureka's tourists now travel here by motorcycle, and most, he says, ride quietly. Still, an estimated 50% of all bikers reportedly install unmuffled pipes for dramatic effect. And those are the ones Eureka Springs Police Chief Earl Hyatt's going after.
Some of these people get very irritating on these motorcycles. They come here, they're very loud, very rude, and it's disturbing to everybody. The people that live here, the guests that come here, other motorcycle riders complain about them. And so what we tend to do is we use the state statute for noisy muffler. And we write them a citation for that, and then they have to go to court.
Eureka Springs has an ordinance against amplified noise or constant nuisance noise, but Chief Hyatt says the law is weak. And what about that engine revving, which biker motel owner Bob McCool says is necessary to keep engines cool, especially on mountainous, congested streets?
I've ridden Harleys for years, air-cooled Harleys for years, and I have never heard that revving your engine keeps it cool.
The Eureka Springs Police Department posts information on the web about noise deterrence, as well as public notices around town.
We put letters out in the hotels and motels. We have signs up on the roads. Our officers will commonly downtown, when they see a group of bikes coming and know that they have potentially noisy exhaust, we'll run up and make contact with them and say, please keep it quiet downtown.
Eureka Springs PD has issued 35 noisy muffler warnings since January and 16 tickets, four times more citations over last year. Still, the Eureka Chamber of Commerce recognizes that motorcycle patrons are boosting a sagging tourist industry. Chamber President Jeff Feldman says they don't specifically target advertising to bikers, but a growing business base does.
Well, there's probably about 20 businesses in Eureka Springs that cater specifically to motorcycles. A number of outfitters and pubs that cater largely to the motorcycle crowd. So the economic impact to the city is fairly substantial. I think the noise situation is a matter of education.
But there's the hitch. How do you teach rowdy, leathered-up bikers looking to party and show off to ride quietly?
Come on, Johnny. Let's go someplace. Let's get out of here. Every time you look around, there's cops.
That's a clip from The Wild One, the 1953 cult classic starring Marlon Brando about a bunch of thug bikers terrorizing a small town. Some residents say gangs of loud bikers are invading Eureka Springs. Like Pierce Lockwood, she and her husband John live in a century-old house perched high on a limestone bluff along one of the most beautiful streets in Eureka.
It scares the heck out of you because it's so quiet back here. Then all of a sudden you hear this rambling and it echoes across the valley, and this is all residential.
Lockwood said she's ridden plenty of Harleys in her day and welcomes compliant motorcycles. It's the loud bike she's trying to get rid of. And to prove her point, she and several other residents took decibel readers during a recent festival downtown.
Even when they are idling, the very loud muffler systems are over 100 decibels. And anything over 80 decibels is damaging. Many people will probably leave, and I know two people already who have put their houses on the market because of the bikes. We also cannot evaluate how many people are not coming back as a result of the motorcycles because people typically do not complain. Tourists usually do not complain. What they do is they just decide not to come back. There is no way to measure that loss.
Lockwood says bikers often tell her that loud pipes save lives, you know, make them more visible to vehicular traffic. But studies show motorcycle wrecks tend to be head-on collisions. Even the CEO of Harley-Davidson issued a statement telling bikers to, quote, pipe down.
A lot of people in our group actually own motorcycles. They're just as offended by the loud bikers as anybody else.
Anti-noise advocate Richard Turer lives in Astoria, Queens in New York City. He's founder of Noise Off, a citizens' coalition against noise pollution.
The EPA standards are not enforced at all at the federal level. When Ronald Reagan defunded the Office of Noise Abatement and Control, it was left to the states to enforce the noise standards. Without any federal oversight, companies that make and sell illegal exhaust pipes are not held to any accountability.
Some cities are taking extreme measures to protect their towns.
It's called label matchup. In the 70s, EPA set noise emission standards on motorcycle exhaust systems that meant that legal exhaust pipes had to have an EPA stamp on the chassis of the motorcycle and on the pipe itself. So what Denver can do now is they can pull over loud riders, and they can see if the label is actually on the chassis and on the pipe. If it's not there, it means that the exhaust system is not legal, and they can be cited for it.
Myrtle Beach in South Carolina have shut down two popular motorcycle rallies because locals are weary of the noise, congestion, crime, and lewdness. Yellowstone National Park has prohibited motorcycles for the past 30 years. Tulsa specifically tickets, quote, annoying vibrations which offend the peace and quiet of persons of ordinary sensibilities, end quote. And according to the World Health Organization, 3% of all fatal heart attacks are noise-induced. Another study found noise can impair driver reaction time by up to 20%.
We're awash with noise. Everywhere we turn, there is noise.
Retired physician Dr. Lewis Hagler studies the physical effects of loud noise.
We develop a response that's related to the outpouring of hormones. Our blood pressure goes up, our heart rate goes up, blood sugar is mobilized so that we're ready to either fight or run, which is the so-called fight or flight response.
Environmental psychologist Dr. Arlene Bronzaft is professor emerita at City University of New York. She also chairs New York City's Noise Committee. Bronzaft lives in Manhattan. She says noise intrudes on cognitive function.
My research on the effects of noise on children's learning when their classrooms were adjacent to elevated train tracks was considered landmark research. It was done over 30 years ago, and I learned that children exposed to noisy elevated train tracks by the sixth grade were a year behind in reading compared to children on the quiet side.
After acoustical barriers were placed, the children tested at normal levels. But there's no way to place sound barriers to protect Eureka Springs residents from motorcycle noise intrusion. However, Pierce Lockwood says avoidance tactics work.
Sometimes you run away, and I've seen people do that. You plug your ears, you run for cover.
Tourist buses were banned from driving through the historic district years ago, and Lockwood hopes, in time, loud motorcycles will eventually go the same route. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.